Gemara Perek Daled Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion of the Hei Chatoy Shemesos. We're talking weiter about the din of Chatoy Sheovdon. We have different variations in Mishnah Aleph and Beis. How much Al Yedei, the fact that the animal that's Hufrash for a carbon gets lost, or the money we had the last case in Mishnah Beis that was Hufrash becomes lost, how much is that doichid from being a carbon that should be chal on it the din of Chatoy Shemesos? Now we're going to have on a Chatos Avudo that was found before the kapara. So we really start discussing this to be mechalik between the cases of Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Let's see. Hamafrish mois lechatosoi v'ovdu. He was mafrish mois, has kedushas to be used for a carbon chatos. V'ovdu, the money was lost. V'hifish mois achem tachtem. But lo hispik likach behem chatos, he didn't buy and bring another chatos. Ad shenimtzu amois hirushen. So now he has two bags full of coins. One was from the Chatos Rishoyna, one was Hufrash to be a Bimkoim, a substitute. Yovu me'elu me'elu Chatos, there's nothing wrong with the money. So me'elu, what do? You buy the biggest, fattest, most gesunte behema, and you'll bring it from there. Just add it on. Lemaisa, the animal is probably not going to be twice as expensive. You'll use as much money as you can of it. V'ashar yiplun nedova. The rest of the money will go to buy oilos nedova shel tziva. The elam will remember that we had in the previous parak the halacha of medrash yoyoda, where moiser osham yiplulu nedova. Over here also we have the halacha chazal we're mekabel that moiser chatos yiplulu nedova. Now let's add a piece that the gemara says. The mafarshim explained over here. You look at the rabbi, he speaks out piktzara. What you do is yovi me'elu me'elu. You mix the money together. And the money can be used, as much money as you can buy, the biggest, heaviest carbon that you can buy. And it doesn't have a din of a chatos shehufresho v'huva acheres tachtel. Why? Because since you mix the money together, it's cool that the chatos is mover from both of them. So there's no tchiyah here. And then the rest of the money could be used for other carbonis. It could be for nedovis. However, let's say he would have two piles of money. The lost that was found. And the second one that was Hufrash B'mkayim, and he would use one pile, is a middle of the other pile. Let's say he would use the second pile. The first pile blibes Nevdo v'niskapra acheres tachteo. Then you would have to be Melech Liyam HaMelech, like we learned in Mishnah Beis. Why? Because a Nevdo, with the fact that there was Hufrash tachteo, in a state of Avudo, is enough to be Doicha. We spoke out before. It's Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbonon. According to Rebbe, the etzem hafrosha of Mois bimkoim, the first money that was temporarily lost, is enough to place a tchia on the first money. If thereafter, the hafrosha was when it was avuda, so it has a gewisse tchia, a gewisse ineligibility because it's avuda, plus it was hufresh acheres tachteo, so then the neskapru bimkoimo would completely be doichit from kedushas chatos, and then it would have to be Eilichem L'mayem HaMelech, which is the equivalent of Yomus by a behemoth. However, since over here you mix the money together, Samela, it escaped that fate, and the money could be used together, it's not Nidcha, and then Memela, you could use the rest of the money for Nidavis. However, according to the Rabbonon, we spoke out that the Hafrosha itself doesn't create a tchia. It has to be that the second money was used already for a carbon, which is the way we had it in Mishnah Aleph. That would create a tchia of Memel Tomus. Mashenkin over here, since it was found before it was actually in a skaper, so then the halacha would be that there's no tchia at all. Even if you didn't mix the two piles together, both piles would still retain Kedushas Chatos. Even if you brought the second one, the first one would be Moisa Chatos, and then it could go Le Oilois, Vashay Yepul Nedova. Now let's go through another case. The cheshem is a little bit complicated, but the basic principles we understand. Hamafrish mois lechatosoi v'ovdu. The Mishnah over here decided to chap on, even though the dinim really are the same, the animal and the mois. The Mishnah over here is using the dugma of mois. He was mafrish mois lechatosoi v'ovdu, got lost. V'hifrish chatos tachteim. Here is a case of money and a knage that he was actually mafrish abeim. He didn't put aside a pile of money. It was mafresh achatos. Lo hispik la'kriva, he wasn't makriv the second carbon. Ad shenimtzu amois, v'rei chatos balasmo. It was nevda So there was a hafrosha of another chatos when the first money was nevad. And then lemaisa, he didn't bring the second carbon, but when he found the money, then the behemah that had kedushas chatos becomes a balas mum. Over here, the fact that it's a balas mum, which was after the first pile of money was found, there's no complete chiyah. And therefore, again, it does not have the din of meisos. Timocha v'yovu me'elu me'elu chatos. He could take the balas mum. He could be poedit. Take the money that he gets, put it together with the first pile of money. Me'elu me'elu. V'asha yiplundav. Exactly what we had in the first case. Weiter. Hamafish chatos v'ovda. Here the first hafrosha was on, not on money, it was on a chatos itself. And then he put aside vehifish, it was lost. So vehifish moistach, then he put aside money. Lehispik likbem chatos. He didn't buy another animal until he found the first. Achenimtsis chatos avare balas mum. So it was nevda and it's a balas mum. So lemaisa, even with the nevda, the balas mum, the afrosh itself is not completely doicha the second, is not doicha the first behema, because all he did was he made a hafrosha on a second, but not more than that. So then what you would have to do is you have to mix the money together in order that there shouldn't be a tchiyah, and then it would still have kedushas karbonis. And the same halacha, timocha v'yovim elu me'elu chatos, v'asha yiplun nadova. So it's really the same idea. Now, let's have another case. Hamafish chatosoy v'ovdo, he was mafish an actual animal, v'ovdo, v'hivish achas takta, here we have animal to animal. And then he was taka mafish another behema b'mkoyimo, lo hispik lakrivo, the second one, both of them became balismum. The one that was lost was wandering around. The second one was by him, but it also became a balismum. So over here also, since nothing was brought, so they're both balismumin, even though it was nevda, but it's not completely nidcha. Since there was a hafrosha, if there'll be a niskapru by them, then it will become chatos shemesos. So what you do is you save the day by putting the money together. You make pidyon on both balis mum. You put the money together. There's no tchiyah yet because it was before in the skaper where you used both piles of money together. Weiter. Hamafish chatos evolved. Here's a behemoth that he was mafish and it got lost. V'hifish acheres takter, another behemoth. He didn't get around to being makav the second one till he finds the first one. And both of them are achas mehem tikrav chatos. It's not money. You can't be paid a behemah tmima. So you're gonna have to bring one of these behemahs. Both of them have kedushas chatos. The first one, even though it was lost, and the second one was more fresh, but that's not doicha the first one. We were talking about you have time to stop and think. What should you do? You didn't use the second. You found the first. Both of them are eligible. Tchir you don't have. One of them will be hukrav chatos. V'hashnia tomuz divrei Rebbe. Here's the kenech that we spoke out before. Here it is mufurish in the Mishnah. Since lemaisa there was a hafrosha on the second, there was a somewhat of a tchir. If there's a hafrosha of a bimkoim and there's also an eskaper boleh b'acheres, those two are mitzaref and then ashniya tomus. That's a tchir, divrei Rebbe. V'achom moimrim ein chatos meso elo shenimtzis, that it was lost and it was only found me'acha shekipru abaylam. After the kapara, the hafrosha itself doesn't create any tchir. V'ein hamois holchus liyam hamelech, the parallel but the same idea is that the money doesn't have to be gotten rid of. Only after the kapara. The afrosha itself does not create any tchir whatsoever. Mishnah Dalid. The assumption that we had in Mishnah Gimel through the, all the cheshbonos of the cases that we had is hein le Rebbe v'hein le chachamim. The state of mesa, the tchir, where the behemah is not roi anymore, and therefore mesa, is only if it was lost when the niskap, and then it was niskap rubailam. What happens to niskap rubailam? Even though the first behemah is rendered useless because it can't be niskap twice, but that's not enough to be doicha the carbon. That was the assumption that we had from Mishnah Aleph through Gimel. Now we're going to challenge that as well. Hamavish chatos v'arei balas mum. It was mavish chatos, and the animals are balas mum. That's for sure. There's pidyon on a balas mum. You take the money, mafresh another carbon, you bring another carbon. However, the Mishnah doesn't speak this out, but what he means to say is that what happens, let's say, a person was mafresh a chatos, and then he taka brought another carbon, not because the first one was lost or whatever. It's not that he was mafresh another carbon, he brought another carbon. That would not create any tchir whatsoever. If the first animal is eligible, but it's now rendered ineligible because you brought a second carbon, there's no use for the first one, that also is nitcha shekvar kipru abaylam, and that'll also be b'chal chatoy shemesis. So the three mishnayos over here with Rebbe and Chacham all went without this sheet of Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon. This is his das yochid, that's the way it would work.